It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Jerry Barrett here from Power of Prophecy. What's the website address again? Is it powerofprophecy.com?
Yes, sir. Powerofprophecy.com.
Now, Jerry, you're one of the amazing broadcasters over there. You actually, in a sense, replaced Tex Mars. And Tex, by the way, is working on a book. And I hope to have him on the show and also do some video interviews out of my Vimeo, live stream Vimeo out of New York City, because I have the capacity now to do multi-site broadcasting with up to 5 guests all over the world at the same time in high definition. I'm also expanding the AI for people to get searchability to find the content of our shows because it's very unique. I believe, and I'm not being boasting on this when I say it, I believe I go farther, faster, and more comprehensive at connecting all the dots about what's going on in our world on health issues, geopolitical and spiritual, than anybody else in human history. And I want people to understand that I respect people like you and your ministry because you cover things that the regular typical church doesn't. The regular church is lost in space, aren't they? Right?
Very much so. Apostasy runs everywhere.
Well, basically, I call them kind of spiritual prostitutes. And I want to talk about what's going on with the right now, for example, with the demon rats. I like to change names because I think word pictures kind of tell you. And in fact, a lot of time you can get through to people more with humor than you can with a common and decent argument. I'm looking at the debates today about the investigations of whether or not Trump committed a crime. When it's required by federal law to actually investigate other countries, when you give them their money, you got to make sure they're not corrupt. And when I see this guy Taylor and this other guy Kent trying to pretend that they actually know from third or fourth hand that they prison committed a crime when, in fact, this is required by law, and there's no quid pro quo, and we gave them Javelin missiles and actually legal defense for the people in Ukraine to try to decriminalize their country, which is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. In fact, the State Department of the United States and the previous guy, Poroshenko, who they call him the Chocolate King, he was actually the king not only of illegal prostitution but also drug cartels. And he came in there with the help of the Soros Foundation, the CIA, and our State Department. And finally, they got a comedian actor in there, this new Zelensky. And he actually said there was no quid pro quo. In fact, he got everything he wanted from America and lots of support for legal and Javelin missiles to hit the Russian tanks if they come across the border, because the Russians want to retake eastern Ukraine, where most of the people don't realize the advanced nuclear weapons that Russia had were made. And firstly, the nuclear materials were done at the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, the most radioactive place on Earth where people are dying of radiation. And all the advanced missiles and technology were built in eastern Ukraine, which hundreds of years ago was part of the Soviet Empire. In fact, 200 years ago, Kiev was the capital of the former, Russia. But the fact is that what we have going on right now is Putin wants to re-exert the Soviet Union. He said it's the greatest crime in history that the Soviet Union disappeared and went away. He's got nuclear missiles at our throat right now in La Archila Island and Punta Huerte in Iran and then North Korea. These are not homemade missiles. These are Russians from Rosatom. I have all the intel and the tech specs and even the satellite photos. We're trying to get through to knucklehead Trump because Trump does good things, but he's an idiot in some areas. And this is one of the areas where he's walking us over the cliff. Now, I want Trump to listen because he's going to listen one way or the other. And I'm very close to actually getting direct contact with Trump because I can fix health care to cost a fraction, because the Democrats, if they actually had a vote right now, enough Americans have listened to the stupid news media that are so anti-Trump and watched these hearings, and they're so stupid, the average American now, that enough would vote that we'd probably lose the election to demon rats who would destroy the country and cause a civil war. And that, by the way, includes Christians that would support the idea of demon rats that want to do not only abortion right up to the third trimester, but infanticide after they're born. Did you know that Barack Obama supported in Illinois trying to get legislation that would kill a child up to 3 years of age if they're disabled?
Doesn't surprise me.
Right. Now, I want to tell you, my fellow Americans, I'm disgusted with you. You need to get a clue. And you also need to get a heart. A heart for people. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're black, white, yellow. I don't care where you came from. I love all Americans. And I want them to smarten up and realize what the demon rats are doing is they want to destroy your country. They want to dilute it. They don't care where people come from other nations. They don't care if they're coming from Central America or the Middle East or wherever. They just want to dilute the country down, and they want power. In fact, it's like in countries like in Venezuela or Iran. They'll tell you what leaders you can vote for. You can still vote, but they're going to select the leaders. We talked about this last hour with Lo Aponte. So we got a lot to talk about. I believe we are seconds to midnight. We have nuclear weapons at our throat. We're on the verge of the Matrix. Next October 1st, we're going to have the National World ID is actually a law. You can't fly or do anything without a biometric ID. We have the cell phone company saying within 2 to 5 years, and this is 2 to 5 years ago, they're going to be able to hack into consciousness like the Minority Report, so they'll know the intentions of your heart. We have the Pope and people meeting the last year with during the election year, 2016, leading, saying that they need to move toward the green agenda, and the Pope supports this. Population reduction, which is very anti-Christian, and supports the world government, which is completely Masonic and if you want to call it Draco reptilian. And you have to understand the hat on top of the Pope's head is a fish hat with the mouth open, mouth of the fish toward the sky. It includes the amphibious Draco reptilians of the ancient masters of the Druids that ran our world from the Alpha Draconis, the belt of Orion. People say, oh, what is that? I said, well, you have to understand that evil on Earth is transdimensional and exoplanetary. It's all in the Bible. You know, when Jesus went across the Sea of Gennesaret to cast out the demons, you know, we have to understand exactly what he did. And people say they want to accept the whole Bible. I said, do you accept that possession might be happening in our day? In fact, even inside the Catholic Church now, there's more possessions and more exorcisms occurring now than any other time in history. Do you know that? There's more possessions and more exorcisms occurring today in the 21st century, early 21st century, in 2019 than any other time in history. Wild, hey?
Very.
So I gave you a panoply of topics. What do you want to cover? I mean, we've got the election coming up next year. We've got the New World Order. We've got them trying to remove this president who's trying to negotiate with Russia and China. We got it, it just gets more and more insane, doesn't it?
It does. The Democratic candidates seem to have gone a-whoring and are trying to give away...
Gone a-whoring? You mean whoring? You mean like you're talking about Texas? Like, they gone a-whoring.
They gone a-whoring.
They gone a-whoring. I mean, yeah, they're whoring with the devil is what they're doing.
They're trying to give away everything in the kitchen sink. Warren's out there with this wealth tax. Bill Gates, they got his attention.
Even Bill Gates is a monster himself. Bill Gates supports Scopex, wants to reflect sunlight out into space. And even Bill Gates is kind of like, oh, you want to take da 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 da. Listen, if you have the producers in the nation, I'm not talking about protecting the bank of wealthy, but we don't really have true what I call capitalism. We have corporatism and global control.
Yes.
Real capitalism means a small guy like you or me or a guy in a garage could invent something and get the Hamiltonian finances so we can expand to a medium-large business. That's real capitalism. What we have isn't capitalism. We have a form of corporatism where corporate transnational corporations and global elite and secret orders run everything. The media, corporations, government control, and they have the sham of voted elected officials when really, in fact, the intel agencies like Clapper and Brennan can threaten the president and say, we have a half a dozen ways of getting at you, so don't think you're going to get away with this, Trump. And Trump's there naive enough to think, well, I'm still the president. Yeah, right. You got the bully pulpit. but these guys have got jobs on CNN and MSNBC. They're threatening the president because the intel agencies think they're literally the fourth arm of government that's not elected. And they're all demonic. Every one of the intel agencies on the planet, from the GRU in Russia to Brazilian Security Police to Canadian Security Intelligence and the CIA and NSA, they're all part of what's called Project Omega. And they're all occultic. Everyone has to know this, that all of our intel agencies are occultic. Isn't that interesting? Everyone, one of them. People say, no, Dr. Diga, mine is. And I said, if you're a lower-level FBI or CIA, you're just a little minion. If you get to higher levels, you better damn well be in a secret order. You're not going to advance.
Well, you won't get to the higher order unless you are a part of
You will not get there.
Click.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. But, I related this on my show last week or so, that politics in America resembles a lot like the Zaibatsu in Japan. The corporate heads tell the government what they want them to do, And that's exactly what's going on in America.
Well, that's why we sold off
a democratic republic.
That's why we lost 60,000 factories and we've stripped our nation and shipped it over to China and other nations. That's why we're losing even our robots building stuff. We're losing to robots in China. That's why we have deals where the World Trade Organization is transferred to China, so they're actually stealing our technology and have, half a million Chinese students studying here and stripping our business and our technology, heading back to China, and how Xi can write a document, 2025, where he wants to control the manufacture of all consumable goods and AI by 2025, including the beast, which is written in the Bible that then they shall create an image of the beast. The image of the beast is a supercomputer that controls everything. And we're close, man. We're close. In fact, I got visited supernaturally October 10th, 1993, and 9 months to the day, I walked through the same place as the angel brought me 9 months earlier on October 10th, on July 10th, 1994. Mm. People say, how do you know all this stuff? I said, God had his hand on my shoulder and said, you know what? I'm going to take this very nervy, very brave person, and I'm going to shake his ugly human carcass and make him a son again. And I'm going to put him in places that, and I'm putting all, by the way, my experiences in special videos are going to be on my private video channel. You're not going to see it in my public one. But I have had more experiences than you can shake a stick at. It would not be a book, it would be an encyclopedia. And I'm going to move it as videos. I'll convert it later to a book. But it's going to first be videos, and there'll be video links off the book. So you can watch the video clips. But what people need to understand here, we're at the end. This is the end of human history. This is not like a rehearsal. This is the big show, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It is here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Trump is just a figurehead, at least in my opinion. Congress is a figurehead, and they're all controlled by the global elites.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed since the coup back in the early 1900s when we got the Fed, we got the IRS, then manifested even further in the FDR's Great Deal, the New Deal. And then the ultimate coup was 1963. We're coming up on the anniversary of that next week, where they actually knocked off a president and stuck in a communist. In LBJ.
Yeah, LBJ, by the way, was in the House planning his death, along with the Israelis who wanted nuclear materials, along with the mobsters, and along with Soviets that actually made sure they knocked off him, because he was going to interfere with the New World Order. And the main thing he did, you may or may not know this, was interfering with the powers of a division set up by previous presidents called the SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA, after World War II. And SAD started to get too much power, JFK tried to call their power. Well, George Bush Jr. passed under Presidential Directive 51 before he left office, before Barack Obama, and gave even more authority to the SAD. Do you know the state of Saudi Arabia and Israel are run by SAD, and the drug cartels and human trade and organ trade are run by SAD? Did you know that the New World Order is run by Project Omega, and the main people running the Project Omega for all the intelligence on the planet is SAD? Do you know that all the drug cartels have illegal money to the tune of $2 trillion just in the drug trade alone that goes to corporations like Bechtel making underground cities so you get your Willy Wonka travel ticket to the underground if all hell breaks loose and above land with a nuclear war, or biological, chemical, or a coronal mass ejection from the sun? Did you know that?
No,
I know everything. People say, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. I do, sucker. And I'm going to give you the pictures of it. You're not going to get anywhere else. You're not going to get on any of these other conferences. You're going to hear it from me straight up. And I'm putting more and more material together. A lot of it is my public videos and conferences they've done over the last 20 years, including Run Prophecy Club. But a lot of it is going to be now in my private videos. You're going to see in my private video channel. You're going to see stuff that's just for Christians and believers. And people want to know what the heck's going on. They're going to see it when they have subscribed. Only $30 a month, you're going to be able to see that. But guess what? We're there yet. You know when the kids say, are we there yet, Mom and Dad? And Mom and Dad say, you know what, kiddies? We're at the theme park called Armageddon. Armageddon Park is here.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
How dare he act like an idiot when he knows better, should know better. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of them talk down to the American people.
Yeah, I know. They talk down like we're a bunch of morons. We're not.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. So, what are the major issues you see cooking? Because I honestly think that the first thing I see is right now, number one, if 72 to 78% of Americans say they're Christian, why the hell do we have abortion? Do you know how many aborted babies we have, not just in America, but worldwide, with funded by America? How much? In the last 47 years since Roe versus Wade, we have 1.5 billion gone. So if you start flying from the Arctic Circle north of Alaska all the way through to the tip of South America, there would not be one individual left on the ground. That's how many people we've aborted. Did you know that?
I know we had the number one cause of death last year in America was abortion, 40 million.
Right.
It's an atrocity that continues, and I believe... Yeah,
but then people don't understand, look, if you want to put a valve in so a woman wouldn't get a pregnancy, you can put it through their belly button and they won't get pregnant. You just turn the valve back on, and you want to have a baby, turn it off. No hormones like 16-hydroxyestrogen addicts from taking birth control pill, which causes cancer. And no worried about abortion. But you know what? They want an astral sacrifice. They want the ectoplasm from killing a baby for their incubi and succubi, their sexual warrior demons. No, Dr. Deagle, that can't be true. Well, I said, well, you probably don't have access to 1535 James Weir's book of demonology or understand ancient high-level demonic or druidic ceremonies like at Bohemian Grove, where they do ritual sacrifice in California every year, every July, right?
Yep.
With world leaders, like the presidents and world leaders. You know, for example, the Bushes, I think they call themselves the Hillbillies. They have a particular house up there, Bohemia. And so does Bill Clinton and his bunch. These are all, a lot of them are Rhodes Scholarships. They go into the Cecil Rhodes Scholarship Program where they find people are real smart, but then 10% of them are sociopsychopaths, so they give them a carte blanche or literally a ticket to get anything they want, including, you know, any woman they want, any money they want, they want a position in power in government they want. They let them be total perverts, including going to, Agent Epstein's island where they can have sex with underage baby girls. And people say, oh my gosh, Deagle, that can't all be true. I said, I'm saved, thank God, because if I was an average person and I knew everything I knew, I would commit suicide. I'm saved by the blood of Yeshua Jesus. And I'm here as a warrior, not just a little Mr. Minion like I got an opinion. No, I don't have an opinion. I have an experience that's not open to your damned opinion. I've been through living hell to know what I know. It's not funny. And I want people to realize that. And if they actually have enough nerve to call into the show, call in 818-818-6401. And I think real fast. I'm like Spider-Man and Superman. I will rip your heart and your brain right out and shove it right in down your throat. I won't be nice over it because I want people to realize I care for you out there, but people are ritually is suicidally stupid. They don't want to even accept facts and shove them right in the face. Like, look at the demon rats right now trying to remove Trump. Do they realize how dangerous with what's going on in Russia and China? That if Trump doesn't do what he does to work out deals and get these damn weapons out of here, we're going to have a thermonuclear war, whether it's now or 2020 or 2024, 2028 or 2032. We're going to die someday where 300 million Americans put their hand up and see the bones in their hand with an X-ray flash from a thermonuclear weapon within 30 to 40 miles, and they're going to turn to an atomic vapor and instantly die. People say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, what happened? I said, what happened in Nagasaki and Hiroshima? And those are little tiny weapons compared to what they have now.
Yeah.
Plus the biological weapons. I was trained, by the way, in 1972 by a bioweaponeer who worked in Bethesda. I'm a bioweapon expert. That's why I was a point man, reserve admiral with Hughes for the FBI and CDC, for the federal government Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. I'm not a minor minion guy. I'm a dangerous SOB. Good thing I'm saved, man, and not a devil. And don't go from being Anakin Sky Deagle to Darth Deagle, because Darth Deagle would be a lot scarier than the guy in the movie, Darth Vader. Darth Vader would be like a puppy compared to Deagle if I went to the dark side. I want people to realize that. I'm saved by prayer. I had a lot of people praying for me. And by the blood of Jesus. Yeshua. the Father in the flesh. And I want them to understand how bad things are right now. And honestly, I'm praying for Trump. I'm praying I can get through to the man. I'm praying for Americans to wise up, including these millennials who are worried about bankruptcy because the university has been allowed to be bloated right up. So the amount of debt these students have and the amount of, that they can't even afford to have a family or move away from mama's home, so they're 36 years of age still sleeping in a bedroom in mama and daddy's house. That's all by design, isn't it? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They want them desperate enough that they crave communism and socialism. Oh, please, take the debt off me. I don't care. I'll be a minion in a cage. And under social communist government, even though it killed 100 million people plus in the 20th century, please let Bernie Sanderclaws or Liarwatha. I've changed your name, by the way, from Hiawatha to Liarwatha. Do you like that?
I like Liarwatha. I use it a lot.
Liarwatha, hey? And she shakes her head and she's like this, just like Bernie. He looks like Mr. Angry Potato Head, you know, with his funny, fuzzy little white hair.
But what slays me is people are buying the rhetoric that these two are spewing.
And yeah, I know. It's amazing to me. It makes me grieve for fellow Americans that are stupid enough and suicidally dense enough to accept the lie that somehow the state is going to take care of them. Are you kidding? One thing America's done is we've been genetically distinct because everybody who came here originally went more than 20 miles from their home country. And it doesn't matter what your skin color is. We are genetically exceptional, which means that's why we've invented most of the inventions of the world are owned by Americans, and we have invented the innovative economy of the world. That's why China's trying to steal it. They stole high-speed rail from Japan and Bombardier and Quebec, Canada to try to make their own high-speed rail. They didn't invent it. Same way as they have, I had a company out a few years ago talked about high-speed air vanes for, you know, for these big things that are up to 200 feet to actually create electricity from wind.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese stole the technology, and after hours they're building their alternate machines. They'd sell against their competitor, an American company, and then transfer the technology and then steal the patents and then try to repatent it. Dang. They don't even try to hide it, these damn communist Chinese. I've had Gordon Chang on, who's Chinese, on my show. I'm trying to get another guy who's an expert on China. These communists are nervy bastards, honest to God. And they're demonic. If you're a Christian in China and you try to preach the gospel, you're going to end up in a loud eye cam and get tissue typed. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
And if your tissue type comes up, they put a bullet in the back of your head. They charge the family the cost of the bullet to kill you. They whip out your organs and send it in an airplane because the Swin air truck pulling your organs out is right beside the airport runway. And they pop them into a kind of a cooler container to make sure your heart, lungs, or whatever the hell you want to transplant. Cleveland gets to Emory University in Atlanta or a hospital in Europe to transplant your organs to a rich recipient. People say, oh no, Dr. Deagle, look, they tried to recruit me personally in 1987. So this is not a theory. This is not open your damned opinion out there. People say, well, that's just your opinion, Deagle. I say, you know what? I have people, especially on Deborah DeVar's show. By the way, Deborah's been on notice now. She's going to have a dialogue with me or she's not going to be on anymore. And if you don't want me to pontificate, shut off the damn radio and suffer, because I'm going to pontificate. Because I have something to say, and you better damn well listen or you're going to suffer. So I'd like you to comment now where we're going. Now, where are we going? We're going to hell in a handcart, and our world leaders, at least Trump has got a good heart, and he's trying to do the right thing. But he's still got bad advisors around him, right?
Oh, yeah, I think he's got
Look at Nikki Haley accusing Tillerson and Kelly of trying to manipulate so they can attack Trump from the back, backstab him. I don't think Nikki Haley's perfect, but man, if she's making these claims, you know it's bad, right?
When she's Sanhedrin has recognized her as an honorary member. For those who don't remember, Sanhedrin are the one that crucified Jesus Christ.
Modern Jews, you got to understand the word Jew means praiser. Modern Judaism, after 1,300 years in Babylon, except the Sephiot Zira and the Talmud of Babylon. Have you ever read these books?
I've read parts of the Babylonian Talmud. It is heinous.
Yeah, but you have the Babylonian Talmud, right? Have you read the Sephiot Zira, the book of wizardry of the Jews? This is not from ancient Judaism that Jesus taught that walked around the city of Jericho and the walls fell. Jew means praiser. That's why God said, I shall inhabit the praises of my people. That's why Jesus, God incarnated as a Jew, he came to earth as the praise of the people of Israel. Did you know that? Interesting, eh?
Yeah, very much so.
Modern Judaism, the keepers of the book, are persecuted because they kept the book, even if they didn't fully understand it. But modern Judaism and most of the rabbis that are gone through the yeshiva are wizards, no different than Saruman the Magnificent of the trilogy. They summon demons. In fact, I had the guy that was actually going to train me in Hebrew 28 years ago say, hey, we summon demons, we do this and that. And then he gave me the proof. I was in a heaven conniption. The good thing I was sitting down so I didn't fall down. People need to know I'm not saying this because I'm on attack, because I have Hebrew blood. I have, Kohenic blood from direct blood descendant over 2,800 years ago from Moses. I have Syrian blood and Kurdish blood. In fact, if people don't understand, the Magi were a crossbreed between the Kohens that were descended from Aaron and Moses, and the Kurds, which are the Medians of Isfahan, western Iran, near the Bashar reactor right now. Do you know that? And the Magi were the ones that gave the gifts to Jesus because they were astrologers. They see the star signs of the coming of Messiah in the flesh. Do you know they were the ones, my ancestors, the ones that gave the gifts to Jesus and traveled to talk to the current leader, the monster that tried to kill all the babies off because he wanted to kill off those that might be the Messiah. Remember that? My ancestors were the Magi that brought the gifts to Yeshua, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I know what the heck's going on, let me tell you, people. I have it in my genes. And it scares the hell out of me that the population and the churches are dead-o. Your dead church doesn't want, like, for example, do you know the last time I've spoken prophetically in a church was Living Waters Fellowship? 20 and a half years ago, almost 20 years ago, 19 and a half years ago, almost 20 years ago in January of 1999. I'm sorry, 2000, I mean. I spoke in Living Waters Fellowship outside St. Paul, Minnesota. I offered to do a video link and do a free talk. I'll raise money for you for the homeless or the sick or tired or whatever. The churches do not want to hear a prophetic word. I'm sure you don't get invitations or your other people get invitations to speak in churches, do you?
No. I've even volunteered.
You can volunteer all you want. They don't want you. You know why? I heard a comment from a pastor of North Coast Church, and it's nice. You go there, you can worship, you can sing songs and shake hands with people of different skin color and feel really good and tingle. But the fact is, I asked him, I said, do you teach anything on prophecy? Oh, we don't understand prophecy. We're the welcoming committee, is what he said. We just like to praise Jesus. I'm thinking, oh my God. One third of the Bible you ignore. When it's written not for other people of other times, it's written for us today, isn't it? That's why Power of Prophecy, which is your ministry, and all the other people, I'm trying to get these other people on my show. One of the guys, what's his name, Patrick, he wrote an interesting video book, I think it's called, about the people of the Khazars, called The People of Gog and Magog.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, of course, if you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, it starts off with the scripture, right at the beginning of Ezekiel 38 and 39, I'm against you, O Gog and Magog, I'm Meshach and Tubal. You know what Meshach and Tubal are? Moscow and Tobolsk. These are the grandsons of Noah. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you knew that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It's a very interesting book.
Yeah.
He is spending time in Europe right now. His house burnt down in California. And
which guy are you referring to? Which guy are you referring to?
Daniel Patrick. The guy that wrote.
Oh, the guy that wrote it. I want his contact because I want him on the air because I'm sure he has insights. Just like you say, I can pray and God will tell me what to learn, but I will not pray and try to get knowledge on God what God doesn't want me to know. He wants me to know about 3 or 4 3x5 cards. That's it. I prayed when Donald Trump got in. I said, Dear Lord, is Donald Trump the Antichrist or the one to introduce the New World Order? And God said, after 2 months, I prayed, he actually audibly said to me, don't ask anymore with my Hebrew letter name, three stones on white stone. Don't ask again, Deagle, because I'll tell you.
Are Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
People are ticked off. Like, who do you think you are, Deagle? I'm thinking I'm a prophet and apostle trying to save your butt like a firefighter.
Right.
Welcome back. So we're in this last segment. I want you to expand on where you think things are going, because we got the election coming up less than a year. We have the World ID. We have climate change occurring. We have the banks now cutting off funding for, let's say, countries in South America, so they aren't even able to plant crops. They're going to have a famine next year. We have worldwide identification happening with the World ID program. We have the on the verge, like right out of Jack Ryan, Dom Clancy's miniseries, or season number 2, of Russian nukes in Lauerchila Island. By the way, people say, how did you know that, Deagle? I said, well, I'm a very logical person, but God has a way of slam dunking my brain, because I'm very good at researching on the sewer net, I call it. But I have Intel contacts. I can call somebody in the Pentagon tomorrow or tonight. I got people in CENTCOM, Homeland Security, or NSA, and they contact me often right after the show. And then the third is supernaturally. God's given me remote sight, which is not like these remote viewer idiots that have to draw pictures and try to figure out what the hell it means. If God prompts me to pray on something, he gives me standing visions right while I'm wide awake. And I don't have to take ayahuasca, marijuana, or some mind-altering thing like magic mushrooms. He just shows me stuff. So over 2 years ago, I'm sitting at my desk right where I am right now, and God said, you know, Deagle, you need to pray right now. I said, well, okay, God. I'm going to show you something. All of a sudden, I saw giant Russian submarines tunneling the sidewalls of the Orinoco River in Venezuela. I said, oh my gosh, that doesn't look good. Then he showed me missile silos firing off high-speed, next-generation hypersonic cruise missiles from Venezuela. Oh my God. So I contacted my friend who I've had on the show for years, John W. Spring, who's on just Tuesday, yesterday. And this guy was the initial whistleblower, IQ-220, of the Cuban Missile Crisis, which took a flight in 1 year later, 1961, of a U-2 flight over Cuba to show the damn missiles were there, and 1983 in Grenada. So I asked him to use his intellect and figure out what the heck's going on and get his sources. And a couple months later, he said, oh my gosh, Diego, you're right. Not only are they in Punta Huerte, where he'd been watching for years in Nicaragua, but they got the damn missiles in La Orchilla Island, directly south of the east coast of the United States, about 150 miles north of the coast of Venezuela, owned by Venezuela. Guess what? I started watching on the weekend Jack Ryan, and guess what the main theme is? Russian nukes in Venezuela. Besides mining for tantalum, which is a kind of strategic mineral for high-tech companies.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
You know, you got to understand this. God showed me supernatural people say, well, how do you know things? I said, if God wants to prompt me to know something, I'll pray. Now, by the way, he's warned me, don't start praying for stuff. I don't want you to go there, Deagle, because if you do, I'm going to let you see it, and you're going to carry that burden. I don't want to know when all hell breaks loose, and when he does, he's going to tell me when I should pray and get the knowledge. But let me tell you, I'm scared. I'm frightened to death with what I already know. And people want to say, well, they don't want to take me seriously. I said, you'll take me seriously when you hold up your hand and see a flash of x-rays, because you're going to be hit with a thermal blast and turned to an atomic vapor like the people of Nagasaki on the wrong side of the building facing the nukes. Oh, no, Dr. Dingle, that won't happen. I said, really? The Russians have got so damn many nukes, they can nuke us so many times over you can't even imagine it. And now they got nukes that can travel at Mach 7 to Mach 9. You know how fast Mach 7 is?
Smoking.
Smoking, man. What is Mach? About 700 miles? That's right, 4,900 miles to Mach 9, which is like 7,000 miles an hour. Whoa. That means in under 20 minutes they can hit Norfolk, Virginia or Washington, D.C.
Well, that might not be a bad thing, would it?
Yeah, we call district criminals, right? Yeah, yeah. Norfolk's where all our nuclear submarines are and everything, right? So what people don't understand, even if they have a high-altitude explosion of an EMP weapon, and I'm an expert on EMP, okay? I'm going to get Dr. Pai on the program from the National Academy that's doing research on trying to protect our UHF transformers. I even know technology to actually turn off fires, and I have three technologies I put in my videos recently how to turn fires off. Using three technologies. One was using liquid nitrogen, micro pellets with a linear accelerator gun. And the other is scalar technology to turn off the oxygen boundary zone for oxygen transfer. And the other is positron spectroscopy, where you have a positron beam that can actually strip the electrons from a fire so it won't maintain the fire. It can even use positron beam technology to unwind storm systems or even turn off earthquakes and volcanoes using telluric frequency modulation to cause microquakes every day. People say, how do you know all this stuff? I said, as I told you, I'm Clark Kent. Well, that's not possible, Deagle. I said, that's why I won a scholarship in grade 11, beating 7,000 people to do a PhD in nuclear plasma physics at MIT, with people who even had a master's degree already. I beat them. Dr. Deagle, what does it mean? I said, that's why the Pindar visited me 28 years ago, wanting me to be his understudy. He said, well, I can get this damn guy and turn him against the Most High God, the world will shake in fear. Thank God people prayed for my sorry, rotten soul.
Amen.
Thank God. Now, people need to understand, what do you see facing us, Jerry? Because I am terrified by when I see these hearings today, and I can't believe the demon rats are comments today. I'm terrified we're heading toward an election and literally a year from now. I'm terrified we're heading even a month before the election to the world ID. I'm terrified by earth changes that are occurring. We're having increased volcanism and earthquakes all over the world. We're getting ready for a pole shift, aren't we?
Yeah.
And then we have, believe it or not, do you know that in April of 2029, less than 10 years now, Apophis, you know what Apophis' name in ancient Egyptian is? Apophis is a destroyer star. It's an asteroid three times the size of the one that destroyed the dinosaurs 66 million years ago. And a 1% chance of it or its debris field striking Earth. Did you know that?
I read something about that last week.
And we had, at Halloween, we had a city crasher that was large enough to destroy a large city like Paris or New York City that whipped by the Earth at less than 4,000 miles. That was like inside our communication satellites. Our communication satellites are 22,000. This was less than 4,000 miles above the Earth. And they had no warning at all when the damn sucker went right by us. You know why I know the guys in Space Command? I was their doctor for years. Let me tell you, I guarantee a lot of them had what's called a rectal spasm. Their rectum contracted enough, it was up near their throat when that happened. I guarantee it. Did you see what just happened on the satellite? We didn't see that coming, did we? And it gets out in the news and people don't connect the dots and realize, like, we don't know what the hell we're doing. And by the way, if we had a bioweapon, some guy who has lyophilized vial in the back of his apartment in Chicago, and he decides that Allah is telling him, or the Rouhani from Iran says, it's time to take your vial out, Mr. whatever Muslim, and spray it out the window of a bus in, say, Chicago, or go to an underground thing like a subway. People are going to die by the millions. I did war game simulations with FBI and CDC and the Center for Disease Control. This is not a minor thing. And people say, you know what? When we did our war game simulation, we killed everybody. We killed everybody in our war game simulations. Did you know that?
Yeah. I know that there are.
We weren't just a little incompetent where somebody survived. We killed everyone.
Yeah.
And people argue with me. I say, you know what? It's so frustrating. When I put myself, my life and my soul on the line to do this, to have idiots want to argue with me, I was like, please, I don't care if you got grade 5, if you got good evidence and logic, please, I want to hear from you. But if you just want to do an ad hominem attack, say, who do you think you are, Deagle, and start doing ad hominems, or I had one person say, it's painful to hear you talking while you're interrupting Deborah Tavares. You need to shut up and listen if I have to pontificate. Because this is really serious. When I saw this hearing today, I watched it for 4 hours, I was having what's called a conniption. You know what a conniption's like? It's where you intellectually turn inside out. I think, yeah. I couldn't believe it, watching this. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I thought, where am I? Is this a banana republic? Is this Venezuela? Is this Cuba? Is this the Soviet Union when it fell?
Yeah.
This is not good, is it?
No, it's not. It's horrendous. Shifty shift.
We got about 5-6 minutes left. So I want you to do two things right now. And this demonstrates, not Deagle, because Deagle knows about the answer 10 to 15% of the time. I want you to ask the toughest one or two questions you can ask that you know if the man answering it is inspired and literally has God whispering the answer in his ear. Ask right now. Any question on any earth, health, geopolitics, astrophysics, metallurgy, quantum mechanics, artificial intelligence, anything you want. Go ahead. Ask anything. No rehearsal, just go ahead. Do it.
Completely without rehearsal, this has got me.
Ask any question. Ask a question that you know no rational human being has the answer, and I'll give you the answer.
Is climate change going to affect 30-year mortgages?
Time change? Time change is the cause of suicides. You're talking about the time change, the hour change? Of course
climate,
it does.
Climate. Global warming.
Who's doing the climate change? Let me give you some facts. This is not theory or even supernatural. We have, since the last 20 years, inserted nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum in the air. And the project, which is the HARP project, we actually now change the air into a plasma. So we have scalar transdimensional waves. We can induce earthquakes and volcanoes using harmonic resonance and steer weather systems to cause droughts, superstorms and even a thing called tropospheric inversion, which means we can drop the temperature on the ground 200 degrees to turn into liquid nitrogen. Did you know that?
Huh.
Climate change is completely artificial. The globalists are running climate change. I had scientists and technicians that contacted me. Remember when that superstorm hit New Orleans about, was it 12, 13 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they contacted me and they told me how they're monitoring literally minute to minute, how they're trying to stop it so it didn't hit directly on New Orleans, and they moved it over to Lake Pontchartrain right beside it. This is by design. That's why even the fires, for example, they have space-based geo-directed energy weapons and even drones with so many directed energy lasers and other things on them, that my military friends were up in Northern California last year when they're frying the hell out of Paradise, California. They couldn't even get helicopters in to drop the fire retardant. They have smart grid, which generates sparks. In fact, it's outlawed in Saskatchewan because they know that it causes sparks and burns wires and buildings. And we have smart grid because when you don't move it away from chaparral and trees and you have 10% humidity, you're going to get a damn fire.
Right.
This is all by design. People, oh no, this is happening. And by the way, the insurance carriers are working because they're all tied to Rothschild and these others. So if you lose your home, they don't only toxify the environment, they make the insurance so they won't completely reimburse you so you can't rebuild. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not.
And then
that's why we have people
property.
Like Deborah Tavares that's got all these documents that proves this crap. People say, oh no, Dr. Deagle. I say, this is not open to your damned opinion. You have to do a thing called reading and weeping. Read and weep. Okay, next question. Go ahead.
So,
got a couple minutes. Go ahead. Anything.
Gun control.
Well, first off, guns are just one layer of technology. The biggest problem is ammo control. The credit card companies in various states like New York are trying to actually make sure places like Walmart won't sell ammo anymore. And not enough of the public have bullet-making machines, so the biggest problem, they're going to run out of ammo if there's a long, prolonged civil distortion. What I'm going to do, and you need to know this, people, is I'm going to release non-lethal weapons in the next few months that you can make in your own garage with stuff you get from a hardware store online. And if I get to the point where I get totally ticked, I'm going to release scalar phase-away weapons that you will be a lot more dangerous than guns or anything that the military has, that if they want to come and take your guns, they're not going to hear a pop or hear a bullet coming at them. It'll be a lot more nasty. All right? The main problem with ammo control and the credit card companies and the big stores like Amazon and Walmart, they're going to shut off your ammo. So the first thing I'd recommend you do if you're out there and you have guns, get to a gun control show and get an ammo-making machine and build, start making your own ammo. Because
yes,
what they're going to do is cut off ammo. You can have all the guns you want. If you don't have ammo, you got maybe...
They're worthless.
It's pretty damn worthless when you got 40 or 50 shots and you go out deer hunting. But now you got to have prolonged civil distortion where they're going to wear you down and you don't have enough ammo.
That's a fact.
It's not gun control you need to worry about. It's ammo control. What do you think of that?
Amen. I agree completely. That's what they're doing.
Ammo control. Walmart, Amazon, red flag laws, all this stuff. It's not made up. I don't have some of the answers. I have all, with the help of the Most High God, I have all the answers. If you're assaulted by that, smarten up and listen. If you don't want to listen, you're going to suffer and die early. How's that?
There you go.
There you go, people.
Which is most important because...